Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is the game, Rob Parker, I've been waiting for. Don't try to paint me as an Aaron Rodgers hater. I have been just behind you. I've been saying he's arguably the best to ever do it.
And you're just talking about skill set wise,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Not the most accomplished. That's Tom Brady.
No, and he can't be. He's not in the GOAT conversation.
No, I agree.
I've always said that. Right. And he's only been to one Super Bowl, let alone only
he's
one.
He's batting 1,000, but right.
But he's 1-0. That's not enough if you're going to be considered the greatest. And I have been waiting for this game. He's been good. Look, they're what, 6-1? So he's been solid. He's been good.
But no spectacular
game.
No,
not that Aaron Rodgers game. And, you know, we heard a lot about Matt LaFleur and his new innovative system that is going to unleash the best Aaron Rodgers that we've seen in a while, and he's not going to be hampered and hindered and held back by Mike McCarthy's pedestrian system. And we haven't seen it until Sunday. Now, granted, it was the Oakland Raiders. They're no world beaters, but still.
People were buzzing a little bit because they were 3-2.
I actually picked them. I thought they were rolling.
But you weren't the only one. They were picked by a lot of people.
And I do think if Derek Carr doesn't fumble that ball and that horrible NFL rule where you fumble out of bounds in the end zone and you lose the ball, that changed everything.
That fumble the ball out of this.
That was horrible.
We had the same conversation with Lee.
On the hot seat.
Best rule in sports.
I think you're the only person in America that likes that rule.
And he couldn't wait. You remember, he couldn't wait. As soon as they text us, he's like,
that's great call.
Great, right.
Terrible. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, 25 for 31, 429 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, and the first perfect passer rating of his career. That's surprising because he has the all-time highest passer rating.
Right.
So, he was great. And I tell you, Rob, you remember, I picked Pat Mahomes to win the MVP. And the guy I picked to battle him most for it was Aaron Rodgers. And I think I'm going to throw this out there. Aaron Rodgers is right there. Even though this was his first, tremendous game, right. I think he's right there. Who are the leading MVP candidates? We've been talking about Deshaun Watson lately, right. But they just got beat. No, obviously Pat Mahomes.
They're winning.
Russell Wilson, they just got beat.
Right, and his numbers, if you look at him, he's only got 2 picks. What does he have now?
I think he's got 2 picks and maybe 11
touchdowns or whatever. So he's off to a good start. And if he's heating up now, I think that's right. Isn't that what it is? Is it 11?
13 touchdowns.
Oh, 13 and 2 picks. Right.
His QBR isn't outlandish. It's 58.8.
Right.
His rating is 7th in rating.
But he can pick that up.
But if they keep winning and he has some games like this and, some games that are
3 or 4 touchdowns. Right. You're not going to get 5 every week. He's in the hunt.
Like I said, Russell Wilson, they just lost at home. And Deshaun Watson just lose to Indianapolis. So he is in the hunt, no doubt.
No doubt about it. But there were a lot of people who smelled blood in the water and overreacted to Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he's not good anymore. Bucky Brooks. I went after Bucky Brooks on Twitter. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I said that. Did you see it, Elijah? I basically said somewhere in Los Angeles, Bucky Brooks is freshening up his resume in case he has to go get a TV analyst gig for the USFL. That's what I said.
Did Bucky respond?
And he did. He said even Westbrook has something about he compared
he
it to Westbrook.
He does call him Russell Westbrook of the NFL.
But he laughed. But my point anyway was it was a new system, with new players. And the numbers he put up, which hadn't been duplicated, hadn't been done by anybody since Mark Rippon of the Redskins back in 1991, where a guy had 5 touchdowns and a rushing touchdown as a quarterback.
Right.
So it's been a long time since anybody did that. And the one part I think people were too quick, and I get it. You know, things aren't going well. He got hurt a couple years. The numbers weren't down. But I never thought he was done. Even though he's 35 years old, Chris, I always still say this. He's a young 35 in football play. He's got a lot of football left because he didn't play his first 4 years, 3.5, 4 years. So I never thought he was done. I thought it had a lot more to do with what was going on with the team. We both of us didn't like the play calling by Mike McCarthy. Right. Would you agree?
Like, no question.
Like, it was like, what is this? This was dumb. It doesn't fit him. And I think he was trying to go with the new coach, LaFleur, right? Early on, this guy wants to run, wants to do this. It was very little Aaron Rodgers, right, more about the running game. And then, to me, the last two games were where he's really been able to open up. What did he have? 422 against Dallas? And no, that was against the Eagles. He had 422. He had a big game against Dallas, and then he had an even bigger game. So
yeah, 420. That was earlier in the season.
Right? But
that was in a loss, too.
Right, that was the loss to the Eagles.
That was the one you tried to explain away.
No, I ain't trying to explain.
He threw two TDs.
He had two touchdowns, and then he had the interception at the goal line. But anyway.
Dallas, 238. Look, three of his last five games, he's been under 300 yards, which today is like – unusual for the top gunslingers.
But he has 400 or more in two of the last three, right?
Two of the last four.
Okay, but there we are. So,
but I agree. I never thought he was done.
I thought
35, even you're right when you say he sat out the first 3 or 4 years when he's behind Brett Favre. But even if he hadn't, I mean, now
no,
we're
today's
seeing Peyton Manning,
right,
Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
But I'm saying
everybody's not going to do that.
Right, but I'm saying not taking those hits.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to feel like you're 31 or 32. I'm just saying, a little younger than even your age because you didn't play.
Right.
But the bottom line still remains, he is a monster. He really is. And if he's on track, Chris, playing Aaron Rodgers, like we know, with a better defense, and it's not the greatest defense, but a better defense that he has, and a running game that they have now, they're going to be dangerous. Aaron Rodgers is back, baby. You hear me? Aaron Rodgers, bow down. Bow down to the best thrower of the football in National Football League history.
You're going, oh my God.
You know what?
Last night, watching
the game, I needed a cigarette and I needed a Kleenex. I needed everything. I was so excited.
Don't go any further with that. Just stop right there. Cigarette and Kleenex is enough. But slow down. Here's what I want to ask.
If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, tell me you're not stoked.
No, they
look
great.
They have now
going. They look great. I mean, they don't look definitively the best team in NFC. It's close. I mean, the New Orleans looks great. They're 5-0
again.
But
I've been saying it
now, when
you look at them, they're in that mix.
Oh, they got a shot, no doubt. I mean, San Francisco, you can't put them ahead of Green Bay. Minnesota, a lot of people like them better. Here's where I give Green Bay the advantage over all those teams. New Orleans, San Francisco, Minnesota. Quarterback. That's where I give him the advantage. We don't know Garoppolo. He's good, but he hasn't been there yet. You know, obviously
Kirk Cousins
has his issues.
Exactly.
So, no, I would give them – they look great. And then, you know, obviously Drew Brees with New Orleans when he gets back.
Sure.
But the Saints are tough. But here's what I want to throw out to you, Rob, quickly. Is Aaron Rodgers – you just mentioned greatest thrower of the football ever. Does he still have a chance to – get in the GOAT conversation or become the GOAT?
I think he does. He doesn't have to win 6 Super Bowls like Tom Brady. All Aaron Rodgers has to do is win 2 more. He would be if he
That's
could go
all.
If he could be
you
no,
say
I'm
that
just
like
saying
it's...
no, but it's not impossible.
Nobody
thought Tiger was going to win another major and 10 years later did he not win one? So I'm just saying Tom Brady went 10 years between winning Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers is at that same precipice, like the same place. If he can turn on like Tom Brady did in the second half of his career and just win 2, go 3-0, have the best quarterback rating in the history of the National Football League, have the best touchdown to interception ratio, which he owns both of these. And here's the other thing. He just with his performance yesterday, became the fastest player to 350 touchdowns in the history of the National Football League. You tie all that together with those numbers.
He won't hold that much longer.
What?
Patty Mahomes is taking that.
We don't even know when he's playing again. We don't even know when he's playing again. I know he won't get 40 touchdowns this year. I know that.
You should have taken the bet.
I know that.
It wouldn't have counted.
It wouldn't have worked because you would have.
As it should be. But I actually agree with you, though. I think he's still in the conversation.
I wonder if other people
because individually
do.
He's so great. If he can go 3-0 in the Super Bowl, I'd probably like to see him get 4 because Brady with 6 is so much.
Right, and Montana has
double,
4.
And Montana has 4.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And if you were listening to the first hour of the show, then you know Rob Parker came in strutting.
Yes.
Rob Parker had his chest out. Rob Parker had bass in his voice. Rob Parker was rubbing his newly grown beard. Rob Parker thought he was all that because Aaron Rodgers finally had a great Aaron Rodgers-type performance this season. And I salute Aaron Rodgers.
Can you say 6 touchdowns?
I am just not blinded, and I am just open to criticizing him when he doesn't do Aaron Rodgers things. I'm not so sure that Rob Parker will be as kind to Dak Prescott as I was to Aaron Rodgers. Because Dak Prescott had himself a game Sunday night against Rob's other favorite quarterback. What'd you call him? Wentz in a lifetime?
That's right.
What in the world does that mean?
Wentzylvania.
Wentz in a lifetime, you get a quarterback out of North Dakota? That's all it can mean now. Because don't give me this walk it to him Wentz. Nobody throws like Wentz. We never seen a Carson Wentz. Because they are looking very pedestrian with Carson Wentz at the helm. And I'm telling you right now, Rob Parker, I would rather have Dak Prescott as the quarterback of my football team than your man, Carson Wentz.
You didn't say that when they lost.
I've been saying it.
When they lost 3 in a row, you were wincing watching Dak Prescott play quarterback because that's how ugly it was. 4 interceptions to 2 touchdowns. They couldn't beat the winless Jets. And they also lost to the New Orleans Saints, who didn't even score
Don't
a touchdown.
Go back in time.
I am
what
going
did
backwards.
They do against the Philadelphia Eagles when the division lead was on the line?
The Eagles wet the bed. They turned the ball over
they
the first
made
two
them
times.
Wet the bed.
They
who,
didn't make it.
Who turned the
What'd
ball
they do?
Over?
Give them prune juice?
Who turned
they
the ball over? Who turned the ball over? Huh? Who turned the ball over? Not Eagles. Dak Prescott.
No, but my
Carson Wentz. Did he turn the ball over?
Yes, he turned the ball over
I
twice.
I want to hear it, Rob. I want an explanation. Why did your man wet the bed?
He had too much juice before he wet the bed.
I can't believe the Odd Couple crew mouse agape. The Odd Couple crew is stunned because the great hippo himself,
Rob Parker,
is speechless.
I'm not speechless.
He look at him. He doesn't know what to say.
All I'm telling you is there's no doubt in my mind I would take Carson Wentz any day of the week.
How about yesterday? How
Even
about
yesterday,
that day?
I still would take him because you know what you're talking about. Dak Prescott, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, and 239 measly yards. He barely did anything.
It's
I wasn't that impressed.
Menu, Rob Parker.
I don't care. He didn't do anything again. Those are pedestrian
you didn't watch
numbers.
The game.
I watched the game.
He threw
he made
some
a couple
pinpoint
of,
passes.
He made
to
a couple
Amari
of throws.
How
okay.
about the run into the end zone? How about the rushing touchdown? How about that?
Yeah,
that
I saw that.
That was nice. That was nice. And your man was dropping the. And I like Carson Wentz. You know, he's a man of God. I like Carson Wentz.
Amen.
But he got to deliver on the football field.
But here's the other part. Is that Dak has never been in the conversation for MVP. Carson Wentz got robbed.
And that gets
he should have been
robbed.
The MVP. He got robbed.
No, he got
hurt. He got hurt.
That's what he got.
And
he got hurt. He shouldn't have won it. Part of the
Lee,
job description is being there.
Our producer, Lee, I want you to look up
Carson Wentz's number and Tom Brady's number that year that they robbed him of the MVP. Not only did he have more touchdowns than Tom Brady, he had less interceptions and a better QBR, and they still gave it to Tom Brady.
It was highway robbery. 2 years,
Do you remember when Tom Brady accepted the award? When he accepted the award, he wore a mask. Because he knew he had robbed it from Carson Wentz.
I really didn't like
that.
Yes,
he did. That was funny. Lee, when he sees the numbers, you won't even believe it.
I'm going to tell you something, Rob Parker, because you like to throw this out all willy-nilly. You were willing to overlook 3 years of evidence for 3 weeks. You, Rob Parker, that is the very definition of a prisoner of the moment. You were a prisoner of the moment.
Of those 3 weeks?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I got
you overlooked the fact that he had led them to a 13-3 record as a rookie.
Oh,
that he had led them to 2 playoff appearances in 3 years. One being a playoff victory. That he had won more games in the regular season than anyone not named Tom Brady since he's been in the league.
How many?
You overlooked all of that for 3 weeks.
How many?
Prisoner of the moment.
How many times have we had an NFL former player, executive? They all said it's saying he's a third-tier game manager.
Hold on.
He's not that guy. He can't win a game for you by himself.
What guy you is got, Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz can win it by himself. He's going to be the MVP.
Really?
If he didn't get hurt, Chris.
Go back 3 years. You're tripping.
Would he have won the MVP if he stayed healthy?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. With facts, not feelings.
Hey,
I don't know.
Lee, did you get that for me?
I deal with facts, not feelings. And here's the fact. In the last 2 years, the Philadelphia Eagles, coming off a Super Bowl victory, are 8-10 with Carson Wentz as a starter. And you know what? They were with Nick Foles as a starter in those same years, 6-2.
And Dak Prescott was 0-3 against three teams.
He's 4-2 against Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, but it was a gift early on in this game, and you know it was, Chris. When you turn the ball over and give them a short field the first two possessions, that just kills the whole game. He played fine. He's just not that special. He's a pedestrian
and your guy
game
is?
Manager.
This is what he
is. He put up such numbers, he was going to win the MVP of the National Football League.
Don't even go there.
He was. That's how good.
That means
Dak will
nothing.
Never be in that conversation.
We haven't seen anything close to that.
Let's do this.
Since then.
Let's bet a pair of Jordans that Dak will never win the MVP.
I've never said he's going to be the MVP.
Never.
Don't put words into my mouth.
Let's bet
What I have said.
He won't, touch that.
This is my description
of
Dak
Prescott. I'll give you 10 years for that, and it still won't happen.
This is my definition of Dak Prescott. He is a playmaking game manager. He is a game manager.
What does that mean?
This is what it means. It means, yes, he's a game manager. He does need a top-flight receiver. He does need a great running game. He's not the guy, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, to do it on his own. Maybe even Deshaun Watson. But what he is a guy that'll manage the game, won't lose the game for you, and this is what separates him from all the other pedestrian game managers. He will make the big play, whether it's with his legs or with his arms. He's got moxie, I tell you. He's got poise. He's got leadership. He's got character. The locker room loves him.
And he's got flaws because he can't do it by himself, Chris, and you know it. Everybody knows it. Everything has to be perfect for that guy to succeed on that level, and that's why he couldn't get the touchdown. They lost the game to the Saints. No Drew Brees, and the Saints didn't even score a touchdown in the game, and he couldn't even get them to a victory. That was the most telling game of Dak Prescott's career.
Stop it.
It was the most telling. How could you not win that game down Drew Brees and Bridgewater couldn't even get a touchdown in the game?
The
and that
Saints
was an L.
Saints are beating everybody without Drew
and
Brees.
And the Jets.
They beat the Seahawks without Drew Brees. They beat the Jaguars, the Bears without Drew Brees.
They
what are you talking about?
They couldn't even beat the Jets, a winless team with a quarterback who had to cover his mouth because he had mono. And they still couldn't win
then
that
why
game.
Why could they beat the Eagles?
I told you they self-destructed the first two possessions
of
the game.
Whose fault is that? The quarterbacks? Rob Park, I'm asking you. I'm putting you on the hot seat. Something is wrong in Philadelphia. Something is amiss in the city of brotherly love. There, I saw commentators, and I told you, I talked to somebody. It seems like the locker room's divided.
I don't know about that.
There are those that love Wentz. There are those that feel like he doesn't listen and he thinks he knows it all. But there, how many commentators, you probably watched some TV today, how many commentators pointed out that when Carson Wentz was sacked, his teammates didn't go to help him up? I saw guys point that out. I don't know what it means, but on the surface, it looks like there's some friction. We see anonymous quotes, comments. Something's wrong.
There could be a couple guys.
Dak, they're going. I mean, you mess with Dak, you messing with the whole Cowboys locker room.
They just feel bad for him because they know that they don't want to like shatter his confidence any lower.
Stop it.
That's the big thing.
That's
so
one
you
thing
better
he
get
doesn't
there.
Lack is confidence.
You know, I mean, you don't want to do that,
Rob Parker. This
I can
is
see
what
it
you
now.
Want to ignore.
Run, Dak, run. Run, Dak, run.
This is what you want to ignore. See, he resorts to jokes and trying to get Kawhi to laugh when he has no argument.
Can you
he
give me those?
No meat.
Can you get
no facts? Nothing.
No, that's Alex with no meat.
Oh, wow. I do have the stats from Carson Wentz and Tom Brady that year if you still want them, Rob.
I mean, Rob, this is irrelevant. You know what? While you're
I want to hear
what
this.
What did Michael Jordan average in 1989?
I think above average.
Heck of it. Throw it out there.
I just want to hear what the number is.
Well, Rob, goodness. I mean, you do have somewhat of a point. Carson Wentz, he had 3,296 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 101.9 was
his
QBR.
Okay, and give me Tom.
That was 3 less games than Tom Brady. Tom Brady had 4,577
yards,
32 touchdowns, 1 less.
So he had less.
8 interceptions, 1 more, and a total of 102.8.
See? He was right there, and he missed 3 games.
Why are we even
he
wasting
have been
our
the MVP.
Time with that?
That's
even,
ridiculous.
Even if he had won the MVP, what have you done for me lately?
No.
Can I get a little Janet?
But
what have you done for me lately?
But it tells you.
That's what this is, a what have you done for me lately kind of league.
Chris, can you tell me when Dak Prescott threw for 24 touchdowns in a season?
This is singing,
I'm
Janet,
asking you.
Sing it. This was playing in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room yesterday.
Stop.
Malcolm Jenkins and the boys was jamming. And Malcolm got run over, too.
Oh, I was going to say. I don't think he was doing too much dancing after the game.
But, Rob, something's amiss. Something's amiss.
They can still rebound their one game out of first place. The Giants aren't making any noise.
They're
they can still
reeling.
Be there.
They're reeling.
They're not
Mr.
reeling.
Parker.
How are they reeling?
They're reeling.
The Cowboys had lost 3 in a row and they won a game. So how are you going to tell me
the
that?
The Cowboys are a better team.
No, they're not.
They got
on
a
paper,
better running back.
Philadelphia's
they got
better.
The best receiver of the group.
It.
They got the best quarterback
no,
of the
don't.
Group.
Stop
they
it.
Do.
No, they don't.
He's better.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Of course, tomorrow night, the NBA season is underway. I cannot wait. This is the most anticipated NBA season in recent memory. And boy, it's going to be great. They're starting off with a bang, too. You got the Los Angeles Lakers against the Los Angeles Clippers tomorrow night. For the first game of the season. Actually, that's the second game. The first game is New Orleans at Toronto. And, Rob, a big damper has been put in that game.
Man, Chris.
To say the least, right?
If you're a New Orleans fan, it's not like it's the end of the world. But six to 8 weeks?
Well, Zion Williamson had knee surgery today. Knee surgery today. Arthroscopic knee surgery that's going to repair a torn meniscus on his right knee, and he's expected to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. And, Rob, you said it. I mean, this is a blow not only to the Pelicans, I mean mainly to the Pelicans because obviously they're the team that is paying Zion and the team that is going to be built around him, but even to the NBA. They had the Pelicans, I mean, on national TV all throughout the year, and hopefully he'll be healthy and able to play after these 6 to 8 weeks. But They were on two days this week. National television.
Oh no,
tomorrow
he was
going to
be
Friday.
He was that guy. He was going to be the new hotness of the NBA, right? The Pelicans. People were supposed to, they went from no one was interested in watching them to they were going to be on national.
Right.
They were going to be on national and Boogie Cousins.
Right.
Nobody bought into that.
That's right.
And now this guy, who was a top pick and was a big draw in college basketball and got the shoe deal, all the other stuff that's going on, and boom, he's out 6 to 8 weeks. It stinks.
Yeah, it really does. And he was fun to watch. And look, I still think, I for one, still think the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be fun to watch. I want to see what Lonzo Ball becomes in Alvin Gentry's offense. I want to see what Brandon Ingram becomes in Alvin Gentry's offense. Drew Holiday is still there. Derek Favors is there. Like, they still should be pretty decent. And then you put Zion in there, and hopefully they'll take off.
But the only problem is playing in the West. And you're right, decent. But I still don't know how many games they're going to be able to win when you look at all the teams. Like, some people are like, oh, they can make the – they can't make the playoffs. Somebody big time would have to fall totally out of it.
The Spurs would be, I guess, the Spurs or the Warriors,
right?
Because of the Warriors' injury to Klay Thompson.
Those would be right.
Would be the biggest, you know, teams you think might fall out.
Because when you look at it, to me, basically OKC's falling out and the Lakers are falling in.
Right.
That's really the way I look at the top eight teams in the West. Right.
I agree. And you look at the Spurs. They obviously have LaMarcus Aldridge. They got DeMar DeRozan, and people love DeJounte Murray. They just signed into a big contract extension. So
yes.
They probably aren't going anywhere. And the Warriors, it's going to be interesting. I think their defense is going to struggle. I think D'Angelo Russell will fit in well, but I don't know how consistent he'll be as that second scorer. And Steph, it's going to be interesting because defenses are going to be geared towards stopping him. But he'll probably put up big numbers. But will they win a lot of games?
But will they win? Right. That's the big thing. I agree with you. I'm not so sure. I think people are poo-pooing Klay Thompson.
I like him with Klay. With Klay, I give him a shot
but not nearly as much.
No, not without him, it's going to be tough. But, yeah, Zion, so he's out. The question is this, Rob. I mean, this is the third knee injury, not only twice on the right knee, but the third injury since late February, about 8 months, when remember he blew out his sneaker and hurt his right knee.
Sneaker gate, you remember that?
Right, right. And then in the summer league, he only played a half and sat out the rest of summer league with knee soreness, his left knee that time. And then, of course, he tears his meniscus against San Antonio in a preseason game. Look, it's not the end of the world. Blake Griffin was out his rookie year with the
knee
injury.
Missed the entire year. And
Joel Embiid
was out for a few years. He still should have won the rookie of the year because he didn't play at all.
Right, yeah.
Remember that? Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, he didn't play.
And so it's not the end of the world. Hopefully he's back and as good as ever. I do think this, though, Rob, and I think he will do it, but he needs to get rid of the baby fat.
You think so?
I'm not a doctor, obviously, so I don't know if that's a factor, but carrying around that extra weight, and if it's baby fat, that's exactly what it is, extra weight.
And now, once you're a big-time millionaire, ball player with a lot of money, you can eat right.
Right.
There's plenty.
I would eat so right.
Right. You would have somebody making meals. Right.
Yep.
Cook for you. You could have a personal instructor and whatnot help you and do everything that you need done, right?
Yep.
Working out, you could have a personal trainer, you could have all that stuff. That's why you see some of these people, like big time star, they look great all the time.
LeBron James puts $1.5 million into his body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why he's in his 17th year.
Legally or illegally?
Arguably the best player. Look at you. Look at you.
I'm sorry.
The best player in the world still. And there's a reason for it. So I think Zion, you know, he's seems like a great kid. He'll do the right thing, but you just hope that he is not dogged, not throughout his career, but just even throughout his rookie season by these injuries.
Yeah.
Or even his first few years. You hope that's not an issue.
You know, when I heard that it was going to be 60, I was stunned. I really didn't think it was that kind of thing. And then, obviously, the surgery. So they're not playing around. It was serious damage. And got to take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. But to your point about the Pelicans, I actually look back at that team over the last 5 or 6 years, and I think they've had talent. Look, they've had Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Eric Gordon.
They swept Portland, who went to the Western Conference Final the year before. They swept them in four games in that series.
Nick Mirotic. I mean, they have had talent, but it's been banged up. It's been injured. And that was really their downfall. And so you hope that, you know, that isn't the case going forward for them. But this is a blow. It's a blow to the NBA. They want him to be the heir apparent.
No. I remember this when I was covering the league, when Shaq came into the league. It was the same exact thing. They were pushing Shaq.
Yep.
And the big problem, if you remember, Chris, early on, was Orlando wasn't making the playoffs. So the big guy, the first couple of years, wasn't in the playoffs, wasn't in that kind of action. So it was kind of weird. They were making a literally pushing Shaq. But it didn't pan out until they actually started making the playoffs. And then before you know it,
they're in the
a
finals.
Couple of Nick Anderson free throws, and they might have won a championship.
Oh, right. No question. Well, LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first 2 years.
Right.
That's why, see, there's a honeymoon period with younger players, as there should be.
Right, because when you get drafted in that position, you're getting drafted there for a reason because the team was terrible.
Right. And speaking of honeymoon period, Karl Anthony Towns is about at the end of his honeymoon period. Like, he's been viewed as one of the better players in the league, as, you know, one of the best big men in the league.
So is somebody knocking at the door saying it's time to check out, that you guys need to get out of bed?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't get his team into the playoffs, and we said it, we don't expect it in the West. Then what's going to happen is people are going to stop thinking he's as good as his numbers suggest. That's just how it goes.
Or as we always say, where are you getting those numbers from and who against? Have you played in a big game? Like, all that stuff, right, to me factors in. And you know, some people could poo-poo and say, well, 22 and whatever is 22 and whatever, but it does matter sometimes. Just like you want to see people playing in big games. You know, like, there are guys, right, who can play and then they get into a big game and all of a sudden,
yep,
they disappear.
I mean, I do think Karl Anthony Towns is legit.
I'm not saying
that. But you're right. I mean, Kevin Love, he put up monster numbers
in Minnesota.
Right, but
monsters.
Never got him to the playoffs. Right. And, you know, he did get his championship in Cleveland. But in that series, I think he averaged 9 points in those finals. So it's going to be interesting, but you just hope, we back to Zion, that this is not an issue with him. So I'm sure, look, New Orleans has a great front office. David Griffin knows what he's doing. I'm sure they'll be on Zion to, you know, get that weight down, get that baby fat off. Some of it will come off naturally. But he's like Larry Johnson with the explosion of Vince Carter.
Mm.
And think about that type of torque and that type of explosion with that type of weight.
You think he'll think about toning it down a little bit just because, or he's just wired that way? That's what I'm saying. He's probably wired to play that way. But I wonder if they say, like, dude, you know, like, you don't have to dunk all the time.
Well,
I mean,
you know
what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I hear you.
Like, you can lay the ball up off the glass. You don't have to go up and make some power dunk every single time. And I know it's hard to tell people that, but sometimes it does make a difference.
Well, you bring up wired that way. Beyond being wired that way, he can pass the ball, he can handle the ball, but because he doesn't shoot it particularly well, like, he doesn't have the skill set not to play the way he plays.
No, I got it.
Not at this point.
I know what you're saying.
And you're right. He doesn't have to dunk over everybody, but his game is getting to the paint, whether he lays it up around somebody or over somebody or dunking it. But that's his game.
I'm going to say this. We saw the greatest player ever change his game. And that was Michael
MJ.
Jordan.
You mean the second time around with the post?
But I'm just saying,
back to the basket.
From the idea of – dunking, going up against the Pistons, going up against the Knicks, taking a beating.
Right.
And then he became this great jump shooter, right? Yep. That
wasn't his mid-range. Right. That's a good point.
So he did make an adjustment because they said, you keep going in the paint against those guys. Rules were different.
Right.
You ain't going to have a long career because you're getting hammered.
No doubt.
Guys used to get hammered.
No doubt. Especially Jordan. Especially against the Pistons. It was criminal what they
almost,
were doing.
Right.
But no, and I think over time that just
comes. I don't mean overnight.
Yeah,
I don't mean
overnight. I think with Zion, that'll come. I think over time, as you get a little older, even if you're still explosive, you know you're losing a little. You know how your body feels. You feel the pain, the bumps and bruises, the nicks and things like that. So I do think he'll make that adjustment over time, but I don't think he's capable just yet.
No. I think it's too early. He's a baby.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.